Coach, you brought three to the state here in Salina and ended up three medal winners here. I'd say that's a pretty good weekend overall.
Yeah, I kind of had a goal, you know, for the guys that I wanted to get everybody a medal, and really thought we could put one in the finals, and we did that. Of course, it didn't end up exactly how we, you know, had hoped, but overall, I think it was a really good weekend for us.
Well, you knew he had a pretty good chance for Gabe to get into that finals there, and he ended up working his way there. A little interesting getting into the finals, and but second place finish goes down to the ultimate tiebreaker. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It was a different road, you know, than we probably thought. We really thought we were going to have a different kid in the semifinals, but that really goes to show you, I think, how deep 4A is. I think this is one of the deepest 4A fields I have seen maybe ever. You know, we got freshmen, you know, in several weight classes that are winning state titles, which is incredible. You know, just shows you the caliber of kids that are coming up through these really big powerhouse traditional wrestling schools. So, you know, that you take the top four kids in a lot of these weight classes and wrestle them again, you might get different results. And, you know, it's just who was on today and, you know, who had what it took. And, you know, I thought we wrestled fine with Gabe in the finals. Really, honestly, came down to the coin toss. Neither of them could get a takedown. They could both escape and went to the ultimate overtime. And, you know, he had choice and, you know, he got to choose bottom and got away from us. I thought we had a chance of riding him, too. You know, we were probably better on top than he was. But, you know, it just didn't quite end how we had hoped. But, you know, it's still an unbelievable career that he had. And, you know, starting from a freshman and you know, basically knowing nothing to be in the state finals in 4A is pretty amazing.
Well, you, of course, had two others place at their first and second trips to state. 120, pretty tough. As a senior, loaded weight class other than a couple of freshmen there, I think you had to pretty like what you saw with Colin McDaniel there. Fourth place, losing to the very good Potta kid from Ulysses for third and fourth. But he avenged a loss from last week in order to get to that third place match.
Yeah, Colin had a great weekend. You know, he's tough. He rises to the occasion. You know, fourth place for a freshman is, again, an amazing feat. You know, a lot of guys wrestle for 4 years and never get to have a fourth place medal. So, you know, for him to start his 4 years of high school out with a medal at state in 4A is amazing. He wrestled really well. We are not better than Potta, you know, and that was proven over and over again, you know, and Quentin Potta is a really good wrestler. A senior versus a freshman, you know, that's definitely showed that, you know, it was a senior versus freshman. You know, he definitely had the experience and the power on us. But, yeah, we beat a kid that we lost to last week, and, you know, that shows us we're getting better every week.
And 132-pound Zach Rabal, another one that wasn't even ranked, kind of like Colin, and he comes in, finishes sixth place there, and got a big win there in that consolation quarterfinal. Had a tough go of it from the kid from Lewisburg, who's pretty solid there in that consolation semis, and had it kind of going his way against Pellin from Pratt, but ended up dropping by two. But still, that's progress from last year to this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Zach had a great year. You know, a state medalist, you know, and in a tough weight class. And you know, all of them are tough, you know, this year. And but, you know, we were up in that finals match, you know, 5-0, and made a couple mistakes and then came back to haunt us. But, you know, Zach's going to keep getting better. And, you know, he's going to come back next year, and I know he's going to clean some things up and, you know, score those big points like he is, but maybe not give those up. And that's where he's going to have to be if he wants to be on the top of that podium next year.
Well, you take a look at the course of the season coming in. First of all, you didn't know if you were going to have a season or how long it'd go until maybe things got shut down. But you know, the season went along and your kids just kept getting better and better. And I think there was a lot of surprise along the way, but it was the hard work that paid off for him at the end there. You lose two seniors. He had nine that qualified for the round of 16. I think this is a pretty big year for you guys.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. I mean, they really stepped it up. You know, I don't think anybody saw us, you know, getting nine state qualifiers and, you know, maybe even three medalists in. And these guys, you know, I think they proved a lot of people wrong, you know, on what they can do. And we're going to keep doing that as a program, you know, I really am happy, really happy with the team overall. I just saw so much improvement, you know, from last year to this year with some of these guys that, you know, you just don't typically see that big of improvement. If we can do that again, you know, we're bringing seven state qualifiers back into the room next year, you know, two state medalists back in the room, you know, we can add to that, you know, we're going to be in the mix.